They old Stratton County College. Ward Gallus is about like this, you know. Played a lot of great old tunes. He had one of those great styles like that. And his wife played a guitar. And the French Fragrance is up there around Columbia, Missouri. Lived in a little town called Kingdom City. And he told us one time, he said, "Boys, well, you know where that's at." All right. So one day he told us, he said, "Boys," he said, "there's a fiddle contest out here in Weezer, Idaho." He said, "By golly," he said, "me and the missus going to go out there and get in it." And he did, and he come back, by God, he won first place. Come back there, and boy, you never seen such gallows snapping. Carrying on. He played that Boone County Rag, and we thought it was a Kingdom City Philharmonic Orchestra going on. I mean, he was a knocker sure in the door. Anyway, so he says, "Well," he said, "next year," he says, "we're going to go out, me and the missus," said, "we're going out to Weezer, Idaho, and defend our championship." He said, "Oh, boy. Wish I could be there to see that." And, well, he come back, and he was a little bit on the blue side. He didn't do so well. I said, "Cleo, what's the problem?" He said, "Well," he said, there was an old man out there with a car, had a trunk full of records, and he had a little boy with him named Texas Shorty. And said he pulled that fiddle out there and beat everybody in sight. It's the best goddamn thing I ever heard in my life. He said he beat everybody in sight. And he said, "I never heard such fiddling in all my life." And he said, "not only that, but I went and bought his record, and here it is." So he put it on the turntable, and that's the first time I ever heard the real Texas style of Dusty Miller. And boy, I tell you what, it blew my hat in the creek. And I'm not sure to turn loose on this, and I'm not going to even get into this. But this is a
real deal.
This is something I want to hear. This, I want Shorty to play Dusty Miller.
All right.
I know her. That was back in the, what, that was early 60s. He's whittled around a little bit on this. Off of that record, I got down and wrote me a letter. We wrote, I ordered one for myself and any more that he had, and we became pen pals.
Aww.
They sent me a picture of yourself. So, by and by, years go by, and we had I got on the radio, and I got to writing some old tired out songs, and we got on the Nashville, and the Smothers Brothers, and all that, and we got out on a tour, and we was playing this big coliseum in Dallas, Texas, and this is all highfalutin, high-powered show business. You don't want to know about that shit. And I'm standing backstage, and the roadie comes back here. He says, "Mr. Hartford." I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I don't know what the deal is." He said, there's some people back here backstage, back at the back door back here, want to know if they can see you, and says it's Texas Shorty and his dad." And I said, "Oh, my God." Because we'd never actually met. And I ran back there and got them. Unfortunately, it wasn't working the next day. And I went home with him, and we stayed up all night and played the fiddle, and played the banjo, and we've been buddies ever since. Shorty, you know, this talk to you about, I'm going to destroy I'd like to try to destroy the stereotype of the old-time fiddler. Because, you know, it's not old buck teeth, old men who are chewing the back of some of them. Shorty's just retired as the vice president of Southwest Airlines. So,
So now you're going to sit around on your back porch and chew tobacco and
now do what I want to.
Yeah. Here's a tune called The Celebrated Opera. We called the Opera Real, but it's the full name of it, if you look on the birth certificate, it would be The Celebrated Opera Real. Thank you.
Thank you. I heard it on the long ride movie. I called it the Plainsman because I didn't know what else to call it. And then you called it.
Where'd that George boy
come? George boy.
Did you come up with that?
No, that was your name. I thought it was nothing yet. Federals.
You're getting out of the way of Federals.
Yeah.
A little bit different than that, but almost the same.
This old boy is old.
The academics
and the people that study this stuff in the college room.
had an old gal that went to a dance and she got so drunk and she didn't know where she was at, and she's coming back home on the railroad track and she's lifting up her dress and showing it to everybody and hollering and carrying on.
Hey, now.
Terrible thing, yeah. I know damn well her mother didn't know where she was at.
John, we've been told we have 15 minutes.
We have 15? All right, okay, that'll work.
Here's didn't I see that happen last night?
Here's an old tune called Jenny on the Railroad.
Yeah.
person to grow up with one of the great old-time fiddle players, a fellow named Eck Robertson. How many of y'all ever heard of Eck Robertson? Yeah. Shorty's dad used to know Eck real well. And Eck, well, to give you a little bit of background on Eck, and then I'm going to have Shorty tell you about it here. Eck was the first guy to really record a hot fiddle tune on an old 78 record. And the tune that sounded good. Shorty knew him real well. Tell him about your dad and all that.
I think the thing I remember about Eck and my dad was that Eck never stopped talking. And my dad was just about as bad. And Eck lived in Amarillo, Texas, right on, I think, 287, the main highway. And his house was about 6 feet off the road. And we went to see him a number of times, but when we went to see him, they'd start talking the minute we got there, and which they'd never stop the whole night through. And Eck he'd take a break every now and then, play a tune. And in fact, one time, as I recall, the Amarillo Globe came out to take a picture of us. And Eck started putting his tie on when they called and said, "We're on our way." And by the time the photographer got there, he had never tied his tie. And they finally had to just say, "Eck, you know, put your tie on. We've got to leave." And that was at least an hour later. But he was an incredible musician and a great entertainer. He had kind of a vaudeville act, I guess. And he and his family, his daughters played, and he actually originated a lot of the Texas style fiddling.
Well, now this version of Sally Gooden is actually the set standard pattern for Sally Gooden in all Texas contests.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Eck Robertson. I actually learned it from Benny Thompson, but Eck, I think, really set.
He laid the pattern.
He laid the pattern down.
All right.
Well, we play it. I learned it in cross key, which is tuning up the D and G strings to an A pitch. And actually, I've never been able to play it in straight key very good.
Well, all right.
So I'll play it in cross key.
Bob has asked me to announce that we have CDs for sale. And one of the CDs is me and Shorty, excuse me, Shorty and I. Industries are good. Shorty and I have an owl called Old Sport. Shorty playing with him and me picking on the banjo. And I'm right proud of it. It's not one of our best sellers for some strange reason that I don't understand, but it's one of my favorite albums that I've probably ever had anything to do with.
Pick up every day.
John, but we're sold out of it here. They have to order it off the internet.
What?
We're sold out of it here.
Well, shit.
But you can order it off of John's website.
Well, I'll tell you now what I think of. Now, I went through all this forever yesterday, so I won't go through about my health and shaking hands and signing autographs. But I do like to hear from people, and I like to know about what you like and all that kind of stuff. Not that it would make any difference. I probably wouldn't change. But it's still nice to know what you like. And I'd like to give you my website address. I got me a brand new computer, and I'm learning how to learn how to do the email. I can do the email, and I can go to some, and I can surf around a little bit on the web. Can't do much more than that. Jordan and I email each other back and forth. But anyway, let me give you my address. It's John Hartford, if you got something to write on. John Hartford at email.msn.com. There you have it.
Well, we do have a few fiddle albums left of John Fiddley over there. Just a few.
I'd like to close out with a tribute to another fiddle player that means an awful lot to me that I've discovered. on the streets. Lashley, Kentucky, most of his life. Made a good living, put his kids through school, put good clothes on the back of playing the field. His name was Ed Haley. Basically occupies the same artistic space as Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture and the novel War and Peace, because it's a fiddle tune. It's about Napoleon chasing the Russians and trying to get them to fight, and he kept chasing them, and they wouldn't fight, and he kept chasing them up into the they were really acclimated to the Russian winter, and Napoleon wasn't, and he got into Moscow. Decided he'd wait till the war, the weather, and they built up a big fire and started raiding the liquor closet. Somebody looked outside and said, Napoleon says the town is on fire, we better get out of here. So they packed everything up and they got out of Moscow and they started trailing the Russian army. And the Russians are pretty smart. They got up on the side of a mountain with a whole bunch of trees, and there was a river there, and all full of ice, and they got the French came along, and they weren't equipped for that kind of river, that kind of thing. And they got on this little bridge and got across that river. And the Russians waited until they got most of them on the other side of the river, trapped between the river and the mountain. Then they got these big cannons, and they opened fire on them. It was just a terrible thing. And Napoleon, he was in the middle of the bridge when it all happened. So he decided the best thing for him to do was go back to Paris for help. That's Bonaparte's retreat. It was a good time retreat. And he said he took off his top hat and found an old boy with a carriage and a stagecoach, and they went all the way back to Paris and just left the army up there. And that was his deal. But at any rate, this is an old tune that Ed Haley played, an old version of it called Bonaparte's Retreat. And in it, you'll actually supposed to hear the cannons going off and the French army running for their lives. Thank you.
CDs. They're shiny on one side, and they're we are almost out, especially the fiddle CDs. And if you do run out of anything, you can order them off of John's website. And the website address is johnhartford@yahoo.com.
Just go to Google or Yahoo or Yahoo or whatever it is.
Woo-woo.
And type in my name and it'll say, you can tell pretty much what it is. Yes, sir. Oh, special. I want to ask you one question. If anybody made a recording of that, I sure would like to have a copy. If you down there, all right.
Send one to everybody.
I got this man's name and address.
Yeah. Anytime I play a show, you're always welcome to record it. Remember that? Having Shorty here was a very special thing for me.
Yeah,
I really would like to have a copy of that.
Yes, thank
you. I'll give you my address. Thank you so much. Went away on a steam-powered aerial plane. Went, stayed, dang near, didn't come back again. Didn't go very fast on a steam-powered aerial plane. The wheels went around and up and down and inside and then back again. Now sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if the sunshine, if it's rain. Rather be sitting in a deck chair high over Kansas City. On a genuine old-fashioned authentic steam-powered aeroplane game. Again. And I wear a blue hat, yeah, it's that steam-powered aerial plane. The letters go round and bring it in back again. And I'm sitting in a 747 just watching them clouds roll by. Can't tell if the sunshine, if it's rain, rain, rain. I'd rather be sitting in a deck chair high over Kansas City on a genuine, old-fashioned, authentic steam-powered aerial plane. Big old steam-powered airplane just kind of floating along through the sky doing about 25 miles an hour. People camped out on the wing in lawn chairs drinking them pina coladas, yeah. Do a little smoking and kind of looking on down the ground there. The old steam-powered airplane ain't but about 15 feet off the ground. So if a guy gets too many pina coladas inside of him, and he happens to roll off of his chair and fall on the ground, but he won't really hurt himself and let fall in some hedges or somebody's camp chair. Yeah. And then, of course, in the cabin, they's having a big square dance in there. Got two fiddle players going. And the one old boy's wearing a hat. Says, steam powered airplane. And letters go around the rim and then back again. Well, it went away. Got a steam powered airplane. Went, stayed, dang near, didn't come back again. Didn't go very fast on a steam powered airplane. Oh, the wheels went around and up and down and inside and then back again. In the pilot house on a steam-powered aerial plane, and I figured they'd be all nervous and kind of trying to steer it and keep it out of the way of everything. And there's that old pilot sitting up there in a pair of sunglasses with his feet up on the wheel, a picking a five-string banjo. I wasn't paying no attention to nothing, but seemed like that old steam-powered airplane was going just exactly where it's supposed to go. Yeah. Hills. Yeah, and I make a minor living with a hillbilly fiddle, playing little rhymes and then funny little fills. Well, I got me a gal from playing on my fiddle, and the harder that I fiddle, the harder that she comes along. Well, we gotta get happy when we wiggle in the middle. That's when I know when I wanna come home. Play fiddle, play all day long. I hear you screaming at me way far away in the aha. Song with a vamp in the middle. And I knew when I wrote it that I'd written it for the fiddle. Play fiddle, play all day long. I hear you screaming at me way far away in the yard. song with a vamp in the middle. And a new winner wrote it, who had it written for the fiddle. Yeah, play fiddle play all day long. I hear you screaming at me way far away in the yaha. Special day for me, first of all, because it's the first time I've ever been at Rocky Grass, and I've heard a whole lot about it, and we're really glad to be here. And we really appreciate Craig for having us here. Get this thing in tune here, this old banjo. I'm going to move this over just a little bit here and put Jim right there. Hit your D there. Here's an old boy I met back in the 50s, and I've known him for years. I consider him one of the greatest old-time fiddlers that ever lived. And this would be a good opportunity for you to hear real good old-time fiddling, the way it's supposed to sound. He's from Texas. He and his dad used to travel around the country winning fiddlers contests. And they used to make these little 45 records on his own label called the Longbow Label. And I used to order them from him and learn how to play the fiddle from him. And some of you all that follow old-time fiddling will know his name immediately. His real name is Jim Chancellor, but in Texas, he's known as Texas Shorty. And he's right here.
In the bush.
Shuck in the bush.